things are really tough right now. And I know that you're struggling. And that you're probably finding things kind of overwhelming. And maybe, like, you just can't really get a hold on things. Maybe you feel like you're just treading water in the big ocean and you can't even see where the next landmass is. I hear you. I see you. And I know that it's hard. I know it is. But you're the only you around. And I believe in you. Honestly. I'm pretty sure you can do this. You really can. Because the thing is, you've been knocked down before. And maybe this time, you got knocked down again and again. And it feels as though Just as you're about to get on your feet, you get knocked down again. Or maybe it just feels like this time you got so completely knocked over, you don't even remember how. You can't even imagine the idea of pushing yourself up, getting back on those feet. And the thing is, I know. I may not have been exactly where you are now. But I've been in a place where I couldn't see a way out. I couldn't see a way that got any better than where I was feeling at that point. And it was devastating. And heartbreaking. And I didn't know what to do. But the thing is, when we're at the bottom of that big well, we can't even see that the road starts to go up again. Because we're at the bottom and we're on the flat. And we can't see far enough ahead of us. But it always goes back up. Always. And sometimes it means that you have to drag yourself forward by your fingernails and crawl across the gravelly, sharp, rocky ground. Because it's so dark, you can't see in front of you. You don't know how far you've moved, but sometimes we have to do that, because the thing is, we know that if we keep going, we're gonna get to the road, and we're gonna get to that point where it starts to come back out again, and it starts to get lighter. And it starts to smooth out a little. And there's always going to be bumps. There's always going to be bumps and bits to stub our toes on and, you know, knock us sideways a little. But, you know, we get back there and we go forwards because that's what we do. And you can do it. You really can. You've got that strength in you. You have. I know you don't feel it. And I know you probably feel like you've already given everything, but you've got it. You really do. And I'm gonna be here with you. I can't push you and I can't pull you out, but I'm gonna crawl along that floor with you. And when you stop, and you need to breathe, or you need to just cry, I'll sit there with you. And I'll be there to help you move forwards again. Because that's what we do. And sometimes you'll have to stop and take a breath and just really reach deep inside you to put your hand in front of you again and pull yourself forwards. But you can do it, really. And to help you with it, to help you get there, I want to hold you for a little while. And I just want you to rest your head on my shoulder. Wrap your arms around me as I'm running a hand through your hair, just softly, my arms around you. And as I breathe out, I'm breathing some of my strength into you. And the thing is, I'm pretty sure you can feel it. It may not feel like strength. It might feel like warmth. It might feel like calm. It might feel like love. But it's there. While I've got you, you can have some of mine. While I'm holding you here, I'm both holding you up and letting you relax. I want to feel those shoulders untense a little. I want to feel your weight drop onto me a bit more. I want to feel you just sink into this hug. Because the more you sink into it, the more it envelops you. I've got you. And you've got this. I'm not saying you're not going to have cuts and bruises. I'm not saying that you'll come out of this fresh-faced and, you know, ready to take on the world, but you are going to get out of this. You are going to come through it. I really, really trust in that. Got this, and you're so much stronger than you think you are. You can do this. I believe it.